let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Looking back, Kathmandu to Everest, photographs from 1973, is a journey by acclaimed photographer Lloyd Johnson. Not as a conqueror of mountains, but rather a photographic journey of the people, the culture, and the natural environment. The year was 1973, when Lloyd traveled with his Nikon F cameras. He went beyond the confines of the city of Kathmandu and stepped back in time. Lloyd simply tried to capture the moments of life. The book gives people an opportunity to look back, see what it was like to live as they did for thousands of years. Lloyd Johnson's interest in photography inspired during the 1960s while living among a community of artists in Sausalito, California. Lloyd was so captivated by this medium of expression that he opened a photographic studio in North Beach, South San Francisco, specializing in interior design and fashion. Still a free and creative spirit, he now resides in Cloverdale, California, where he enjoys photography, gardening, and winemaking. It's being called a rare work of art, with each photograph an artistic masterpiece that speaks to the heart. Looking back, Kathmandu to Everest, photography, photographs from 1973, by the way, featured at the 2024 Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, and photographer Lloyd Johnson, our guest on This Week in America. Lloyd, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
What a wonderful job you've done with this. And we feel when we look at this like the world has slowed down a little bit. We're going back to a simpler time and enjoying a way of life that doesn't exist anymore. Where did the idea come from? What was the inspiration to do this looking back?
I just came about it through a friend who kind of suggested that I go there and maybe catch it before it changed. And so I just gathered up some gear from the North Face, who I was working with at the time, and went there and didn't expect anything until I arrived and kind of winged it from there on out.
Do you find it sometimes work best like that when you don't have really expectations or a rigid plan in your mind? You just sort of let it happen, evolve once you get there, and you have a chance to navigate the circumstances.
Yeah, I was just taken by the entire scene from Kathmandu to the trek on the way to Everest, which took about 3 weeks.
And we follow along with Lloyd as, and it's so well documented, a piece of art. I mentioned that one of the reviews says that. In fact, a number of the reviews will say that it's a piece of art, and it really is. The book is Looking Back, a book available at norfolkpress.com. We'll have a link on our website, norfolkpress.com, to get a copy of the book. Tell me about the title, Looking Back. That sort of describes the essence of the book, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, When I arrived, I thought, well, I don't want to do anything with this. I mean, I looked at it and I felt what I felt through the experience, but I figured, why do I want to expose anything that's so natural and content in its own place?
Yes.
So I just put everything away and let it age, just like wine.
Well, that's interesting because the original thought was what, as I understand, you were going to come back and publish, get the book together, get it out there. And it took a number of years to do that. Talk about what went through your mind as you were going through whether or not you were going to do the book and then the decision to actually share it with everybody.
Well, my land partner kind of encouraged me to do something with it. And, I had slideshows that I showed the book to, and people liked it. And so she says, why don't you do a book? And I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of it I forgot, yet a lot of it's still in good memory. So I'll give it a try. So I put it together and went to my publisher, Charles Cunningham at Norfolk Press, and showed him the images. And he says, well, do a book? I'll put it together for you. So I wrote the the prose, and not the prose, but the narrative.
Yes.
Tried to remember as what I could have, and he published it for me.
And the book is available at norfolkpress.com. Again, we've got that a link on our website, so you can go there and click on to get a copy of the book. The book is Looking Back, Kathmandu to Everest Photographs from 1973. Yeah. Lloyd Johnson is with us on the program. Lloyd, talk about the decision to go to Nepal and what you were looking to achieve. Why Nepal, and what were your goals going in?
The thought of Everest, and it just seemed to be a highlight of what I could do photographically, and I took a chance at it, and somebody helped me go, and I mean, it was a journey itself. It's 3 weeks of uphill and downhill. It's a struggle if you're not used.
Yeah, did you have some special training? You went through a workout routine to get ready for this?
For about a week and a half until I got used to the climb. It's trails, ancient steps carved in rocks, and mostly you pass through villages, bazaars, where people trade from the high part of the area from the low part. They trade every Saturday at the bazaar. A lot of people fly into Lukla Airport, so they don't have to do the arduous trek. And Lukla is probably one of the most dangerous airports in the world, as it's claimed to be. But the pictures are usually, from the book standpoint, everything has changed. I've seen photographs now of what the area looks like, and there's roads, there's highways, there's pizza parlors, there's driving ranges on Everest Base Camp. I mean, it's completely commercialized, and I didn't want to be a part of it. I just felt, leave it what it is, and I realized there's hardship that the people went through when I was there in the past. But I just felt that they're happy hardships, and everybody worked together, and everybody was smiling, happy. And I just didn't want to be involved in pushing the race to get over there.
Yes.
And now it's a race to get over there. There's thousands of people go there every year, and I guess it's a commercial destination. A lot of people who want to climb to the top of Mount Everest, and it wasn't my thing. I pretty much just wanted to experience the culture, the people, and what it was like, and catch it before it changed.
When I say you step back in time, you really did, didn't you? There were part of the trip, maybe most of it, without electricity, indoor plumbing.
There's no amenities at all. You just stop on the wayside if you have to, and walk on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you capture all of that so well, and you'll see it come to life in Lloyd's book. The book is Looking Back, Kathmandu to Everest Photographs from 1973 by Lloyd Johnson. Book available at norfolkpress.com. I'll link on our website so you can get there and get information and order the book there as well. What altitude did you go? How high up were you?
Well, I went to base camp, which is 19,000 feet, which is, you gasp for air. Every step is a labor, as far as I wanted to go. I think I went another 1,000 feet higher than that to get an overview of base camp, but I never attempted the or even thought of climbing to the surface or to the summit of Mount Everest. But the people are great over there. I mean, they're just a wonderful bunch of people, and the Sherpa guides are the best. And it's an experience where everybody should try to do it. I mean, I don't know. It's just, is something that takes you back in time and gives you appreciation of what things were like, and the struggle that people went through, the art that people went through, the rock, carved rocks, and the religion of the area, mostly Buddhist, mostly came from Mongolia or China thousands of years ago and settled up there.
Well, you make it all come to life, and it's interesting. How difficult was it to do the photography? And I say that because you've got so much around you. It's pristine. You want to leave it the way it is. You don't want to pose people and impose on their lifestyle. How difficult was it to take pictures?
I don't know now. I'm so commercialized now that I don't know what it would be like. But I just saw what I felt and captured it and moved on, and nobody gave me any trouble. It seemed like everybody was acceptance of what I was doing. And maybe they wanted to go commercial, maybe they wanted to expose, I don't know. But the people were just a generous bunch of wonderful people.
Well, this was 1973, and you talk about it now like it has really made a significant impact on your life. How important has this been to shape you to who you are as a person and as an artist as well?
Well, I think it's in my DNA. All my photographs have been similar in approach. And I just found that going to Nepal just fit in with my feelings, my eye, and what I like to capture.
What was it like? I guess I'm asking you to describe the personalities of the people. What was it like interacting with them? Did they understand that they were possibly going to be photographed? Did they understand even what that meant? What was it like, the interaction you had with the people?
Mostly a happy encounter. People just accepted it and allowed it. It was relatively easy. I didn't have to move anybody around, and I don't know how to explain it. It felt like there was an exchange between the two. I mean, and when you photograph, you have to have a subject that connects with you. I mean, Yes. It's not just the photographer. You have to have that exchange where you kind of know one another in a certain way, where you feel it and you do it and go on.
They shared their homes with you. You were welcome in. Talk about that, the hospitality, obviously, that they showed you and that bond that you had with so many of these. That had to be special.
Well, a lot of it was setting up a tent every night. And then if you came to a village, it was possible that you could stay in somebody's home. And some of the higher altitudes, they keep the livestock in the lower part of the home, and then they live up above in these they cook in the smoke right through the roof, the animals below keep you warm, and they use the dung from the yaks for fuel, although there's not much fuel up there. There's a shortage of fuel because of the thousands of years it's been used. They're really a hospital bunch of people. The menu isn't great, but it's good enough. They just try to make you welcome. I brought a lot of souvenirs bought that people gave me or I traded, and also a lot of their art.
Well, it was a magical time that Lloyd has documented with his camera, and you can see exactly why he feels the way he does about the people the environment, the culture that he shared with them for that period of time. And in 1973, the book is Looking Back, Kathmandu to Everest, Photographs from 1973, book available at the publisher, norfolkpress.com. We'll have that, of course, on our website. What do you hope the takeaway is when somebody goes through and enjoys the story that unfolds in Looking Back? What do you hope the takeaway is to the for the reader after going through the book?
Well, I can appreciate what a natural environment of years ago was like. They can appreciate the hardship of the people, the struggle, their happiness, from the adults to the children, the work effort that people go through to live in kind of a, at that time, pretty much a primitive environment. And it's just not the modern day of life that we're all accustomed to, and the ease of which we live our lives in the Western society. And I just feel that it's just something that people can absorb and feel that there was something to be said about what struggles and what happiness people attained with not that much, without all the materialistic things.
That's interesting.
Everybody should experience that at least once in their lifetime, whether it be Nepal or any place they go.
And you can see that contentment in the faces of so many. When you, for example, on this trip, how many pictures did you take, and what challenge did you have to go through and tell the story you want to tell with pictures, and trying to select the ones that were going to be in the book? How many pictures do you think you took, photos do you think you took in all?
I don't have a motor drive. I know that. And it's an old wind up one frame at a time. And I used two cameras, one with color film and one with black and white. I think I took about 20 rolls of black and white film, and maybe 10 or 15 rows of color. It's some old Kodachrome and Ektachrome film. That Kodachrome is not used anymore. But I think I used probably, I would say about a third of the photograph.
Yes.
Or more.
Well, it had to be sometimes a difficult choice in determining what you were going to put in there. But
my publisher helped me with that. The designer did help.
Yeah.
I did all the black and white myself in my lab. You know, so I did all the development of black and white and the color I set out. And I did all the printing myself.
Yeah, and that's, all of those arts are now lost arts. It wasn't where Lloyd was out with these people and pulled out his iPhone and took some pictures. This was the old-fashioned way, where you got such beautiful pictures with, in this case, the Nikon F cameras and all of the film and the developing and everything that went into that. It's just a remarkable job, Lloyd Johnson. The book is available at Norfolk Press. What sticks out in your mind? I don't know if there's like a quote that you have that you use in the book, or just...
I think you said it at the beginning. It was just not there. I was not there to climb mountains.
Well, yes, yes.
I was up there for the cultural experience and what it was, and tried to stop it in time before it changed. And I think I got that, and I hope I did.
Well, you did. And 1973, for somebody in my age bracket, doesn't seem that long ago. And that the changes when you look.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't remember everything, but I tried to remember as much as I could of it. And my Sherpas, and I had a man Sherpa and a lady Sherpa with me, and then we had a couple of the porters along the way. They carry an enormous amount of weight. I don't know how they do it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's a remarkable story.
They're like human trucks, some of these.
Well, yes.
Some of these people going from the high land and the low land every week. They travel all week to bazaar, and then they travel home and back again the next week. It's like a truck route of human people packing enormous loads of weight. It's unbelievable what they can accomplish.
Well, it is, and you see these people, and you see what they do, and you see the lifestyle they had in 1973. Lloyd's website, by the way, is darkroomart22.com. You've written another book. Tell me about that shootout.
Well, that's just a kind of a book that I met this. I did fashion photography in San Francisco for a few years. And I met this woman here in Cloverdale, and I had a little studio set up, and we decided to do some pictures. There's a lot of nudes, and not all nudes, but there's just a lot of them. And we shot for about a week or so, two times, and I compiled some kind of interesting Photoshop and thought that I would publish it. It's not an erotic book. It's more of an art book.
Yes.
But I call it Shoot It Out in reference to the fact that we had a shootout with photographs, not a shootout with... shootouts call.
Well, you can find out more about that at Lloyd's website. That's darkroomart22.com. Time has gone by so quickly. It's really been a pleasure, Lloyd, to have you on the program, continuing to be involved in the arts. How active are you now? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on rebuilding my dark room that the storm last year caved the ceiling in and practically destroyed my darkroom.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm putting it back together again and I think I'm going to do some more interior design photographs in large scale with nature pictures, which I've got this collection of.
Oh, very
nice.
I'm
going to work on that, and I'm going to try to market this book Shoot Out through Norfolk Press as well.
Well, and that's the place where you want to go to find out about Looking Back, and hopefully there soon, darkroomart22.com. So you'll find...
Yeah, that's my website through Norfolk Press. People can look it up and see some of my images there. There's a lot of nature stuff there.
I'm
kind of involved in the environment as much as I can be.
Well, it just
needs to be observed and protected.
Yes, and that was in your thoughts as you were going through the 1973 and what you went through there and trying to help preserve this and honor and respect what you were seeing and now showing to us years later. Looking Back, Kathmandu to Everest, the book is available at norfolkpress.com. Photographs from 1973 by our guest on the program, Lloyd Johnson. And we'll have Norfolk Press will have that on our website, a link so you can get information on the book there as well. I would like to thank Reader's Magnet, the self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging our conversation today. Lloyd, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us. Excellent job on Looking Back. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Okay, thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to. Thank you very much.
Well, I love your passion and enthusiasm and your work. It is a work of art. I said one review calling it a rare work of art, with each photograph an artistic masterpiece that speaks to the heart, and it will be featured at the 2024 Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago coming up here in October.
I might add, Rick, if I can,
sure.
Just say one word. Any images that are in the book are available through Norfolk Press. They can be reprinted and people can order any images that they wish to if they find that they would like to have any.
That is good because nobody wants to rip it out of the book. So this is good that we can go ahead and order this and place it in our home. So all this available at norfolkpress.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.